sport on RTE Radio 1 with the new Sportage plug-in hybrid, now at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
Welcome back. Pádraic Lodges here with the sports news.
Good morning to you, Paul. Shamrock Rovers have progressed to the playoff round of the Europa League. The Hoops won 2-1 away to Scupi of North Macedonia to advance 5-2 over the two legs. The League of Ireland champions will play Hungarian side Ferencváros in the playoff round. They'll be away in the first leg tomorrow week. If Rovers lose, they'll drop into the group stages of the lower tier Europa Conference League. Head coach Stephen Bradley spoke to reporters after the game.
Yeah, delighted. The players were fantastic tonight. We knew we had to go up a few levels from last week, and I felt we did that tonight. We limited them to very little and possibly should have scored another couple more in what is a really, really poor pitch and difficult conditions weather-wise, and I thought we handled all that really well.
I know group stage football has been a target for you and the club. I mean, okay, it remains to be seen which competition that is, but can you just reflect in a moment on what it feels like to achieve that goal?
Yeah, look, it's difficult at the moment because right away I'm thinking of Derry and Friday night, to be honest with you. But it's something tomorrow evening when I'm sitting down with a glass of wine with my wife that I'll definitely have a look at and think it's something that we set out to do at the start of the year and we've achieved it. But we need to know that we're not going, the job's not done. We're going group stages to win games and do our best to get out of group.
There was a bit of talk during the week about just the Derry game on Friday and the participation agreement in that if you were playing back-to-back away games in Europe that you can technically seek a postponement. Has that been on the radar at all, or do you just press ahead and play that game, or what's happening there?
No, we asked last week to move the game to Saturday or Sunday for us. We didn't want the game off, but just to give us another day or two in the league, I've come back and said no, which I find really strange. When I asked them for the game off, like I said, we're just asking to move it a day or two. But somehow the league have said, no, it's not possible, which is really poor for them.
That's Stephen Bradley. In the League Cup in England, Troy Parrott scored for Preston in their 4-1 win over Huddersfield. Conor Grant's first goal for MK Dons earned them a 1-0 victory against Sutton. A federal judge in America has denied a request by three golfers on the LIV Tour for a temporary restraining order that would have allowed them to compete in the lucrative FedEx Cup playoffs. Taylor Gooch, Matt Jones and Hudson Swafford, who have all been suspended by the PGA Tour for joining the Saudi-backed breakaway league, were told by the judge that they knew the potential consequences of joining the rival circuit, and she said they had been well compensated by LIV. The Management Selection Committee is expected to put forward a recommendation on who will succeed Liam Cahill as Waterford hurling manager in the coming days. The Waterford News and Star is reporting that Davy Fitzgerald is the frontrunner to take the job. Tributes continue to be paid to Serena Williams after she signalled her intention to step away from the sport after the US Open. Billie Jean King said she will forever be known as a champion who won on the court and raised the global profile of the sport off it. John McEnroe summed her up as one of the greatest athletes in the history of any sport, male or female. In a 2018 BBC radio interview with Russell Fuller, as she returned to action after giving birth to her daughter, Serena Williams was asked if being a mother would give her greater motivation.
I hope so. I don't need any more motivation. I have the best thing I could ever want right now. I've always been an extremely motivated person. My main thing is I would love for my daughter to be around with me doing great and playing amazing. So that definitely gives me some motivation.
I know you can't put a time limit on how long you're going to play for. It is the impossible question.
It is. I would have thought that I would have retired 10 years ago or... Maybe not 10 years ago, but 6 years ago. But I'm still here and I'm playing great. And I think I'll still be playing good. So I don't know. It's impossible to say.
And the main goal now, Serena, is it still that magic 25 Grand Slams overtaking Margaret Court? Would you like to beat Roger Federer's record of now taking your record of being the oldest number one in history?
I don't know. I don't think about all that. I'm just here to play and have fun. And I have a great daughter, and that's what matters most.
Just here to play and have fun, that's Serena Williams. The Chief Executive of Sport Ireland, Dr. Una May, said it's working to provide guidance to the sector on the participation of transgender athletes in sport. She described it as a complex and difficult area and said Sport Ireland hoped to be able to provide governing bodies with supports to implement the guidance of their international federations. Maureen Haggis, daughter of the late Lester Piggott and wife of Newmarket trainer William Haggis, suffered two broken bones in her neck in a fall on the gallops. The horse she was riding was spooked by a dog. And Godolphin is to scale back its involvement in Irish racing, with the operation expected to cease having horses trained in Ireland in the near future. The Ireland men's hockey team rounded off their series of test matches with a 3-0 win over Chile at Abbottstown. The men's cricketers beat Afghanistan by 7 wickets. Decades on from that electrifying and bitter 90s boxing rivalry between Chris Eubank and Nigel Benn, their sons, Chris Eubank Jr. and Conor Benn, will fight each other at London's O2 Arena in October. Promoter Eddie Hearn said he can't quite believe it's happening. And Poland's world champion hammer thrower Paweł Fajdek is to travel to next week's European Championships in Munich by car. He's keen to avoid losing his gear again, as the last 3 times he's travelled by plane, including to the recent World Championships, his luggage was lost.